When President Obama met with the president of Haiti yesterday, they talked of rebuilding, and there is so much to do. Mr. Obama reached for ways to put the damage in perspective by asking Americans to imagine that if an earthquake like this had happened here, 8 million people would have died, and a third of the country would have been without homes. In Haiti, those homeless include thousands of children now living in tents and other makeshift shelters. Lately, some of the children in Haiti have been sharing their experiences with an elementary school class in Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco brought these two groups of kids together and has this story.
When they heard I was going to report in Haiti, the fifth graders in Amy Lynn Robinson's class asked if I could deliver messages to any children I would meet. Their letters included drawings, small packets of candy, and vegetable seeds for planting, and they began simply,
"Hello, Haiti. Nice to meet you.
Dear friend, I have heard about your horrible tragedy.
Dear buddy, I wrote this letter to tell you I care about you."
The children wrote about their school, Balboa Magnet Elementary, located in a neighborhood north of Los Angeles.
Specifically Northridge, California. It's really beautiful.
In 1994, Northridge was the epicenter of a magnitude 6.7 earthquake. These 10-year-olds were not alive then, but many heard stories from their parents and others about the damage in Southern California. Isaac Choi and Matthew Del Castillo said that helped them sympathize with kids in Haiti coping with their earthquake.
Because they were one of the poorest countries in the Western atmosphere.
I was like, oh my gosh, many died, and I feel so sad for them.
To try lifting spirits in Haiti, the California kids wrote about their favorite basketball team, the Lakers, and things they learned about space during a field trip, and their hobbies. Here's 10-year-old Liliana Magnanimo.
"My favorite flower is a rose, and I really do believe in a lot of stuff like vampires and fairies."
Several girls wrote poems about happiness, and Sam Gorman drew a comic strip.
"They might have lost all their toys or possessions in the earthquake. It might have been buried, so I thought this might just cheer them up."
June Lee, Isela Reyes, and Emma Martin wrote to say students from Balboa Elementary pooled their money together to send to the Red Cross relief efforts in Haiti.
"Many people are pitching in to help people like you.
I donated my spare change.
P.S. Our school raised $1,732.33 just for you."
On the streets of Haiti, I found a group of children living in makeshift shelters at a fetid, overcrowded camp in Port-au-Prince. With their schools reduced to piles of rocks and dust, they gather every day outside the devastated College Saint-Pierre. Teacher Jean Posius is a trumpet player from Haiti's National Philharmonic Orchestra.
"Some of these kids have lost brothers, sisters, cousins, parents. A lot of them have no possessions at all, other than basically the clothes they have on."
As their parents lined up for donated bags of rice, the children read the letters from their new pen pals, and they wrote back with paper and markers sent from California.
"Bonjour, moi les Jean-Pierre Masson, les tremblements."
11-year-old Jean-Pierre Masson wrote that he was home from school watching cartoons when the earthquake shook down his house. He says his older brother didn't make it out.
"What do you miss about him most?"
"When he make me laugh. He say traumatized."
"You feel traumatized?"
"Je suis triste."
9-year-old Beatrice Guillon wrote she's sad her two sisters died. And 13-year-old Christian Marcus Busico says he's haunted by so many deaths.
"J'ai perdu ma cousine préférée."
"I lost my favorite cousin. I cry a lot this day. But thank you for this letter. Thank you a lot."
Some children wrote about being trapped under rubble for days before they were rescued. Others asked for help.
"Ça va bien, merci et toi. Je m'appelle Serginho Dieg. Je vis dans la rue."
"My name is Serginho Dieg. I'm living in the streets. Do something for me, please. Send me a tent if you can, or some food. May God bless you, and thank you for your support."
The Haitian kids also wrote to say they enjoy soccer and American movies. They still have dreams of growing up to be doctors or nurses or engineers. Despite the devastation, they still play with whatever they can. And for their new friends in California, they sent back a handmade toy car created from discarded plastic juice bottles with the bottle caps as wheels. The Haitian children said thanks in many ways.
"Merci beaucoup. I love you, baby. Merci pour le courage. que tu m'as envoyé chez Soulette.
Thank you because you tell us to be strong. We wish that this catastrophe never hurt your country. You're my friend for life. I love you.
Stefika Jean-Pierre, who's 16, even wrote in English.
I thank your school for the money sent to my country. I am very happy for the poem. I don't know anything about poem, but I can sing for you.
I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way.
I brought Stefika's song and their letters back to the fifth graders in California. They seemed impressed with the music, their stories, and the toy car.
Wow. Oh, that's tight.
They're very resourceful. They use what they can find.
Kids are in the U.S. should be doing the exact same thing instead of sitting on their butts all day with electronics in their hands.
After reading her letter, Carla Villanueva says she was glad her class did more than just give money to the people from Haiti.
I kind of want to encourage other people to send letters to them because even though help is like giving them like food and stuff, another thing that they really need is like love and care.
They were brought together by tragedy, and now these children in California and in Haiti say they hope their bond will last a lifetime. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
If you'd like to send us a message, you can go to npr.org and add your thoughts in the comments section, or you can send us a tweet at Morning Edition. That's all one word, at Morning Edition. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.